This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. This week's blot was Daf Mem Gimel, Mesechta Yevamos. And I want to share with you just an insight of the Aruch Laner, maybe two. We have to have the Cheshvan of the Gemara clear. The Gemara had a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph that Erusin is not an issue unless for an almana. For an almana, Erusin is an issue because of Avelos. So Rabbi Yossi says, Kol anoshim yisarsu chutz min ha'almana mibnei ha'evil. Bear in mind, Rabbi Yossi didn't say how long the Avelos is an issue for. Is it an issue for the first day, for 7 days, for 30 days, for the whole year? The Mishnah doesn't say how long Rabbi Yossi holds you have to refrain from Erusin. So the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yossi was as follows. How could Rabbi Yossi say Erusin is usur? We have a kavachomer. That if the week that Tisha B'Av comes out in, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do Erusin, then during Avelos, where you're allowed to do laundry, certainly you should be allowed to do Erusin. So Gemara says that who says you're allowed to do Erusin in the week that Tisha B'Av comes out in? Maybe the Braisa that says you're allowed to do Erusin is talking about before the week that Tisha B'Av comes out in. So the Gemara says, okay, even if you say that, even if you say that you're not allowed to do Erusin in the week that Tisha B'Av comes out in, but you are allowed to do it in the week before that, but we know in the week before that you're not allowed to do business. And even though you're not allowed to do business in the week before Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do Erusin, for sure. So during Avelos, where you're allowed to do business, all the more so, you should be allowed to do Erusin. So the Gemara, therefore, had to give two answers. If you remember, here's the Cheshbon. That Rabbi Yossi never said all women are allowed to do Erusin except for an Almana, but rather all women are allowed to do Nisuin except for an Almana. In Amana, Avelos does not preclude Erusin, it only precludes Nisuin. So Gemara Akasha, does Rabbi Yossi hold that a woman who is previously fully married could do Nisuin? What about Havchana? The Gemara says, nah, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana. That's the first answer of the Gemara. The second answer of the Gemara is, he does hold of Havchana, and a woman who did Nisuin is not allowed to do Nisuin. What Rabbi Yossi was saying is, an Arusa cannot do Nisuin. However, and what Rabbi Yossi is saying is an Arusa is allowed to do Nisuin, but an Almana can't because of Avelos. So those are the two answers of the Gemara. Either Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana, and he was saying a Nisua could do Nisuin, or he holds of Havchana and he says an Arusa could do Nisuin. So the Gemara says, what would the difference be between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says Rabbi Yossi is different than Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yossi holds a Nesua cannot do Erusin. So the Gemara had the following question. The question is, the Gemara had a few questions from the Nusach of the Braisa, and the Gemara was able to defend them. So again, let's just hold the Cheshbon clear. The Gemara says there are two perushim in Rabbi Yossi, two possible ways to learn Rabbi Yossi. Either Rabbi Yossi holds a nesua could do nesuin and almana can't, or an arusa could do nesuin and an almana can't. Either way, Avelos does not preclude erusin. Avelos only precludes nesuin, and the two answers disagree whether Rabbi Yossi subscribes to havchana. Then the Gemara has the million-dollar question. An almana from Erusin has Avelos? Why would an almana from Erusin not be allowed to do Nisuin? There's no Avelos from Erusin. Now, Marv Rabbeisai, is that a kasha on the Gemara's first Perush in Rabbi Yossi or the Gemara's second Perush in Rabbi Yossi? This kasha, an almana from Erusin has Avelos? That's a kasha on the second answer that Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is talking about, that an Arusa could normally do Nesuin unless she's an Almana. But according to the first answer of the Gemara that we're talking about, Nesua, there's no Kasha. Does an arusa have avelos? No, we're not talking about arusa, we're talking about nesuah. So the Gemara is challenging the second answer. And ultimately, the Gemara says, good kasha, we don't have an answer to that. So what does the Gemara do? If I were the Gemara, I would say it must be the first pshat in Rabbi Yossi is correct. Because we had two answers to explain Rabbi Yossi. We had a kasha on the second one. The first one we never challenged. So the Gemara should say, Ela machvarta kedashaninan la'el. It's clear like we said originally, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says a third answer. That not so fast. In fact, there are those who hold that you're not allowed to do Erusin before the week of Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And therefore, the Kavachoymer is destroyed. The whole Kavachoymer is based on the fact that you're allowed to do Erusin in the week before Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says, Ela Tanoihi Detanya Meirish Choydesh V'yad Atainis Ha'am Mematim Eskeyan. You don't do business. And you don't do Erusin. So now we have no Kavachoymer. Oh, you can't do business, but you could do Erusin. Because there's a Tana that holds you can't do Erusin either. But the kasha is, why the Gemara need to say this? Just say, the first answer is right. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana. So that's Aruch HaNer's kasha. I spoke this out like in 1 second, while sort of agav orcha, while we were learning the Shaka Vataria, but I want this to be clear. If you look in the Aruch HaNer says, Ela Tanoihi, Av shekol ha-shakla v'tariya da gemara lo hoya rak al teretz yivo yisema. The whole shakla v'tariya is about the gemara's second answer. V'zeh solak b'tiyufta. And that concluded in a refutation. Aval ateretz kama lo hik shaklom. We never asked anything on the first answer. So why don't we just say the first answer remains? Rabbi Yossi is talking about a nesua. He's saying regularly a nesua could do nesuin. We don't hold of avchana. But an almana from nesuin cannot do nesuin because she's an avelos. Nevertheless, Shas had to come up with a brand new answer, and retract even from the first answer. Why? Because in the course of the Shakla Vitaria, we bring a brisa that says all women could do erusin except for an almana because of avelos. That brisa clearly says, and then it says, how long is the avelos? 30 days. And then it says, all women have to wait 3 months. Wait a second, all women have to wait 3 months? I thought Rabbi Yossi in the first answer doesn't hold of Havchana. In the Shakla Vitaria, we come up with a brisa that Rabbi Yossi obviously does hold of Havchana. So that slugs up the first answer. We weren't trying to slug up the answer, but with both of our hands tied behind our back, not only did we slug up the second answer, we slugged up the first answer also. So Achanar says, Ela Tanoi v'lachsa gam terzah da'idea b'raisa shehevi gam terzah rishon muksha. Based on the b'raisa that we bring, even the first answer of the Gemara is slugged up. Kivan diktoni v'kulon le'yinasa ad shiulan gimel chadashim. Since the b'raisa says, all of them cannot do nesun until you have 3 months. Alma de'islei l'Rav Yossi havchana. Clearly, Rabbi Yossi holds of Avchana, V'chein, V'chaniska la'el, like we said earlier. Yeah, but look, the Gemara did say it, and nothing, the Gemara didn't ask anything to refute it. So, Avchana is just pointing out, you're right, the Pasuk is a drasha. We had the pasuk on Membeza Medalef. The pasuk of Lio Yisachale Elokim Lazaracha Acharecha. It's a drasha. You know, it's not mamish explicit. But you're right. There is a concept like that that other Tanaim subscribe to. But the Gemara did say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Avchana. So Aruch HaNer is pointing out that in the course we've clearly slugged up Rabbi Yossi. Okay. We'll try to do one more. Let's see if we could figure this out. Okay. On the top of the page, when the Gemara asks, the Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana? Here's the question. Clearly, the Gemara doesn't know the Braisa later on that Rabbi Yossi holds of Havchana. Otherwise, it wouldn't suggest that maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana. So Aruch HaNer wants to know, if the Gemara doesn't know the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi holds of Havchana, then that means the Gemara shouldn't know Avelos is 30 days, because the only source that Avelos is 30 days is that Braisa. The Braisa says, Chutz minho almanu b'mneho evil, v'kama evil shalosh shloshim yoyim. So if we don't know that, then Bechlal, what's the kasha on Rabbi Yossi? Maybe you'll say, Avelos is only 7 days. What do I mean by that? Let's see the Archaneh. Says the Archaner, Ein loymar. Don't say miman of shach. Iyada hashas brayse lo kaman Rabbi Yossi oymer ka anoshim yisarsu. If we know the brayse later on that all women could do erisin, imkain ma mataritz lesle. How could you say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of havchana? Habeferish katani v'chulin leinasa shelem gimel chadashim. The brayse says you have to wait 3 months. And now that we said that we don't know the Braisa, then how would we know that Avelos is 30 days? That we only know, can we only know that from the Braisa later on? Like Rashi says earlier. Rashi earlier says, not sure we are, that the Avelos of Rabbi Yossi is 30 days. So if that's the case, if we only know it from the Braisa, Lama Tzarch Letaretz, why would the Gemara have to answer, Lesle, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana, there's no question, HaKush Mei Karlasa. Maybe we'll say, De'ema, De'evil de Rabbi Yossi, who rak Zayin Yamim. Why don't we just say, Rabbi Yossi's Avelos is 7 days. Now if his Avelos is only 7 days, what are you going to make a Kav HaChomer? Shvu, Shechal B'y Tisha B'av. Then you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do Avelos. Then in the Shiva, where you're allowed to do laundry, you're not allowed to do laundry during Shiva. The Kav HaChomer is only if Rabbi Yossi's Avelos is 30 days. But if you're going to say the Avelos is 7 days, then there's no Kav HaChomer because you're not allowed to do laundry in Shiva. So that means, if Miman of Shach, if we know the Braisa, then how could we suggest Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana? And if we don't know the Braisa, then there's no Kasha, because maybe Rabbi Yossi was only talking about 7 days. Says the Aruch Lener, not a Kasha. We knew the Reisha of the Braisa, we didn't know the Seifa of the Braisa. We knew the Reisha of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi's Avelos is 30 days. We didn't know the Seifa of the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi holds of Havchana. The Yishlomer, the Reisha of the Braisa, the Kama Evelama Yom Yodoshab. The Makshin knew the Reisha of the Braisa, Avelah Seifa, the Vekulon Tzrichon Lahamtin Lo Yada. Or, says Archoner, I like this better, we didn't know the Braisa at all. If you know the Braisa, you know the Braisa. If you don't know the Braisa, you know. We didn't know the Braisa. Where do we get that Rabbi Yossi's Avelos is 30 days? Because obviously he's not talking about Shiva, because that's Pashat. Nobody would have to teach me that you can't marry during Shiva. That maybe nobody argues about. Inami yesh loymar, de'lo'olam lo yada ha-Braisa. Maybe we didn't know the Braisa. Mikomokam shitalei. It was obvious to the Gemara, the Bimneho evil, but Toich Lamed Kamar, the Rabbi Yossi meant within 30 days. The Betoich Zayin, because within 7 days, Pshita, it's obvious, Loit Tzorach Lashmiyanu, that is a Chiddush that we don't need to teach. So, in other words, the Archaner is establishing that the Makshin did not know the Braisa, but understood that when Rabbi Yossi was talking about Avelos, he meant Shloishim, because Shiva didn't have to teach. So these are two sort of similar Archaners, basically about Shakla Vitaria and the Gemara. The first point is, even though the Gemara gave two answers, only shlugged up the second, be aware in the course of the Shakla Vitaria, the first answer is also shlugged up. The second Yisoid is, when the Gemara, in the Makshin, L'chor, the Makshin didn't know the Braisa, so if it didn't know the Braisa, then it shouldn't have had a question. So either a new part of the Braisa, or the Inyan that Avelos is 30 days was Pashat. That is what I have for you today, and hope everybody has a good day. V'matzliach, agon chodesh, v'nisan nigalu, v'nisan asidon ligal. Okay, thanks everyone for coming. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.